keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Kansas lawmakers plan to pass a bill that would require school districts to create policies prohibiting the use of phones during regular hours of the school day. The measure would create the opportunity for a phone ban in districts across the state. High school students expressed opposition to the idea when asked about the potential ban. A number of districts in the state, including Wichita and Topeka Public Schools, already have policies in place that do restrict the use of cell phones during class time. The bill that could potentially lead to statewide cell phone bans in school is expected to be introduced in the next legislative session that begins in January. I am Raina Flores with 13 News with a look at your latest headline.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Celebrate this 2026 holiday season by launching your family and friends out of this world at Blastoff Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always 84 degrees and the thrills never end. Our biggest Black Friday sales are landing soon, perfect for gifts or to make a splash all winter long. Grab epic discounts on spring break passes, winter break tickets, and more. Visit blastoffbay.com before they're gone.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Tired of feeling like you've got grit in your eyes? Tried every drop on the shelf, even the extra soothing ultra moist ones, and they're still red, dry, and watery? Good news, it's not you, it's your eyes. And IPL might be right for you. IPL treatment, that's intense pulse light, and it's a long-term solution. Stop the madness of the drops. Tackle the real cause of dry eye. Call the Eye Care Center and Smith Center in Beloit to schedule your consultation today at 738-3816. The Eye Care Center, because everyone deserves comfortable eyes.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun, with fog in spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 58. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 42. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 60. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 40.
Looking for an insurance company that truly understands your needs? Look no further than Linton Insurance, your trusted local insurance expert. They pride themselves on delivering insurance solutions tailored just for you. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, Linton Insurance has you covered. They work closely with you to find the right coverage at the right price and are there when you need them most, guiding you through the claims process with care and efficiency. Don't leave your insurance needs to chance. Call Linton Insurance 738-5128 or visit them on North Mill in Beloit.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Playing its fourth game in 8 days, Kansas State women's basketball fought its way to an 81-59 victory over Troy at Bramlage Coliseum on Tuesday night. K-State had a 35-28 lead leading into the half and scored 24 and 22, while giving up 13 and 18 in the third and fourth quarters, respectively. K-State's now 4-2 on the season, and they were paced by freshman guard Jordan Spicer with her second career double-double as she tallied 13 points and 10 rebounds. Fellow freshman Brandy Harrod was in double figures with 12 points and 4 rebounds, while senior guard Tess Heal added 11 points on 9 rebounds. Kansas State Women's Hoops will play its next 5 games away from the Little Apple, as first the Wildcats travel to Wisconsin to face Green Bay on Saturday at 1 p.m. The game will be streamed live on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
This Thanksgiving, Osborne County Memorial Hospital wants to say thank you. Thank you, the patients who trust them with your care, and to the families who allow them to walk alongside you during life's most important moments. Your confidence in their team is the greatest reward they could ever receive. Every smile, every recovery, every story shared reminds them why they do what they do. From everyone at Osborne County Memorial Hospital, thank you for letting them be part of your journey. Osborne County Memorial Hospital. Compassionate care, close to home.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
And we're talking with Kaylin Fallis, a 2025 graduate of Beloit High School. Kaylin certainly picked the right college in Barton Community College in Great Bend, Kansas. You're on a 33-5 volleyball team this year. This morning, you're in Clarksville, Tennessee, home of Austin Peay University, where tonight you're going to play Snow College in the first round of the National Junior College Association Volleyball Tournament. So far this year, how have things gone for you?
They're going pretty good. It's been great. We have a great team, great coach. And so, yeah, just need to take it one game at a time for now.
Jim Cardasore is your coach. He's around, came from Idaho. Just talk about Coach Cardasore.
So he came down and he's been really good. So we didn't have a coach till summer. And so we're really lucky to have had him come down. And he's really good. He's been great.
Well, Bart Community College has a rich tradition in volleyball and has been to the national tournament many, many times, including under Ray Bouchard, who just retired as the KU volleyball coach. Trish Wade down at St. John Nickerson and Michelle Brummett all played for Ray Bouchard. But kind of talk about the tradition of Barton and why you picked Bart Community College to continue your volleyball expertise.
Yeah, we have a great tradition, great program. It's been built very well. And so, yeah, I came down here and knew kind of the history and how this program ran. And so it's really nice.
You have several international players, probably the most international players I've ever seen on junior college. I know my daughter Jaden played with a lot of Brazilians, but you've got kids from best about every country in the world. Kind of talk about the five or six different countries that your players and teammates are from.
Yeah, so we have two Brazilians, a girl from Turkey, Puerto Rico, Hungary, Serbia. And so it's really cool to see all the different people come together.
Just one loss in the Kansas Junior College Association Conference to Colby this year, and one in order to go to the national tournament. You have to win the Region 6, I believe it is, tournament, and kind of unique this year. You guys got to play at Fort Hays State.
Yes, we did, yep.
What, any idea why they decided to put you at Fort Hays State for the region tournament?
Oh, I don't know, because we were supposed to host it, but it kind of changed, the rule changed this year, so.
So you got to play a lot of back row and defensive specialist at Beloit High School with some really good players, and including a couple of D1 players. But the junior college ranks are just unbelievable, the competition. I mean, there's all Brazilian girls that are getting paid money already playing pro, and then they come over here and play. But what was the big difference in the adjustment you had to make going from high school to college?
I'd say how we play differently. Like, you know, everybody knows what they have to do and their job. And so we all kind of have to be able to work together and come together and do our job.
Well, Kaylin, you play a Snow College. It's been in the national tournament a lot. As I looked at the bracket, they don't play pool play anymore. It's win and stay in or lose and go home. But you play a Snow College team that's very beatable. And, of course, everybody is good at the national tournament. Miami-Dade County is the defending champion. And then you guys were second last year. And my old alma mater, Northeastern Junior College, Sterling, Colorado, is there this year. But as your coach talked about the tournament, what you guys need to do today, what did he stress the most?
Yeah, so we just need to take it one game at a time. Obviously, Snow is very beatable, but then after that, I mean, our goal is to get to the Final Four, and then whatever happens at the Final Four, whatever can happen at the Final Four.
Well, Kaylin Fallis of Beloit, Kansas, the 2025 Beloit Trojan graduate, we are so, so proud of you, especially being your neighbor, and best of wishes today in the national tournament. tournament this week.
Thank you.
When you need dependable service close to home, count on Krumbaker Oil and Feeds. Now's the time to check your propane tanks and make sure you're ready before the cold sets in. Krumbaker delivers propane safely and reliably, keeping your home warm all winter long. And while you're there, along with oil changes and tires, ask about professional detailing and small engine and ATV repair. They'll keep your equipment looking and running like new. Walk-ins are always welcome. For trusted hometown service, call 738-5181 or call or text Maggie at 785-533-1356. Krumbaker Oil and Feeds, keeping your engines running, your tanks full, and your home ready for winter.
This is KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 News.
As reported by the Progressive Farmer on DTN, the Omaha-based Hanson Mueller Company seeks Chapter 11 protection amid mounting debts of over $500 million to farmers and agribusiness. The action follows reports from farmers in several states over the past few weeks that they have not been paid for grain deliveries to the company. I had the chance to speak with Mark Hayfliger, president of Agmark LLC, one of Hanson Mueller's largest unsecured creditors, about the impact this has on Agmark LLC.
Well, we have seen the article that had came out about a bankruptcy being filed with a business partner, I guess, or past business partner with Agmark. Can you explain to us a little bit about what's going on?
Yeah, Hanson Mueller, U.S. grain company, and they have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and I know that's raised some questions.
Yeah, and so you guys are named at Agmark as being one of the, I guess, biggest customers that haven't been paid. Over $2 million, it says that there's still an outstanding payments set to be made to you guys. How does that affect your business, or is it something, you know, the local consumers or farmers need to be concerned with?
No. I mean, while this is a significant and unfortunate event affecting many businesses across the United States, I mean, Agmark and its cooperative owners maintain a very financially strong position, and they have things in place to handle these type situations. So really, there's no impact on Agmark's ability to make, you know, current or deferred grain payments, and producers shouldn't have, you know, should have no concerns regarding payment security or the operations of Agmark.
Well, and as large as you guys are as a business, where $2.1 million sounds like a big amount for the everyday consumer, as large as your company is, like you said, it's stuff that you guys have been prepared for, and I assume that you are prepared for loss every once in a while dealing with this type of economic situation.
Yeah, that's why having a financial strong balance sheet and, like you said, the size and the scope of Agmark, yeah, it is an impact, but we're positioned to handle it, and it'll have limited impact on our owners and still be able to take care of the producers.
Well, that's great news, Mark, and we wanted to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, because I know we've had a lot of questions. You guys have had a lot of questions. Is this going to be, you know, a big deal? Is this going to make a difference at Agmark? But you're saying right here, farmers and your owners, don't be worried. Agmark still has you covered.
Yep, there's no issues. I mean, Agmark remains committed to, you know, transparency, stability, and, you know, the long-term success of our producers we serve. So, yeah, like I said, this is unfortunate, but we're good.
Awesome. I appreciate the input, Mark. We appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to pass along to anybody?
I appreciate the producers and the business they do with us.